you know, everybody around Texas, North Texas, knows Wingstop, and maybe you feel a little paternal because you watch the company grow up here. Well, the fact is they're grown up. They've left the house. They've got over 1,100 locations. They're in a bunch of different countries. The stock was up 30% coming into trading today, and after the latest earnings, it's up another 15%. Charlie Morrison is the president and CEO and joins us right now. You're having a good day. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day.
We are having a good day. Yeah, it's a fantastic day.
You're trading like a FANG stock. This is unbelievable.
Well, it's exciting. It's one day on a long
journey.
Well,
but I mean, you were up 30% year to date. I mean, there are not many stocks that are up 30% year
to date. No. We have a brand that's really in a category all by itself, and we've talked about that before. That with the growth path we have in front of us and our strong desire to be a top 10 global restaurant brand at 1,200 locations nearly for the brand today, that's just a small piece of what the real opportunity is. And I think our investors are rewarding us with the potential of the future.
You know, you've been here, you've been at Wingstop, I think, 6 years now. And I noticed you've eschewed the opportunity to put in flat screen TVs and beer parlors and scantily clad waitresses or drive through window, you know, car hops or anything else. This is pretty much the brand that you came to, isn't it?
Well, it's almost the brand that we started with in 1994 in Garland, Texas. The only thing we've added over the years is extended hours to incorporate lunch, two new proteins, boneless wings and tenders, and three flavors. That's changed for us over a 24-year history, and it's been fantastic. Why change what's working?
And everybody's tried to knock you off. I mean, I've seen, who is it, Pizza Hut? Or they have, you know, some variation on this, and I don't know, Buffalo Wild Wings. I guess maybe that's a different kind of thing, but nobody's done it. Why are you successful?
Well, I think it is a testament to the strong unit economic model that we have in this brand. Our average investment is about $375,000 for a franchisee to open a restaurant. They generate a little over $1.1 million in annual restaurant sales, which delivers great cash-on-cash returns for them. A lot of that great economic model is formed by our scale and our size and our ability to create some real moats around this business, notably through supply chain, that make it difficult for new entrants to come into this space.
And you're big enough now. You've had this energy long enough that you can do national advertising. You do big time advertising.
Yeah, it's something that we started in early 2017. We just are scratching the surface on that, but we saw that when we put national advertising in place, emerging markets outside of the Metroplex, but other markets that are coming along in the United States, are able to really benefit from awareness generation.
Right.
We just brought on a brand new CMO recently, Maurice Cooper, who joins us with a fantastic background from brands like Coca-Cola and IHG to help really propel this brand to completely different levels.
You know, and you are subject to commodity prices, I would assume, and although I guess you could hedge now if you're this size. But from what I understand, you're enjoying a period of an abundance of wings. They're must be growing chickens with a half a dozen wings.
You would think. Last year was one of the toughest years we've experienced as a brand. The price of chicken wings hit an all-time high. This year, that's relaxed dramatically, mostly because a lot of smaller restaurants have taken those off the menu and created a reversal of the supply side in this world. And so we're benefiting from that. Our P&L is a little over 1,000 basis points better year over year for both ourselves and our franchisees also experiencing that. So it's fuel for growth. Our franchisees invest their cash and build new restaurants, and this is going to be the outlook for the future, hopefully.
So tell me about your franchisees in the Philippines and Indonesia and Malaysia and Colombia, Panama.
Yeah.
You got the same product?
They do. It's a very similar brand. Only in Mexico currently have we executed it in more of a sports bar format, but for the most part, it's still the same, a little more contemporary version of our fast casual concept. Same flavors in most of these markets, certainly a core of about 8 or 9 flavors, maybe a couple nuances in various markets. But, you know, I did a trip around the world earlier this year looking at our operations internationally. I'm excited by the fact that even in Indonesia, that had its first restaurant just 3 years ago, they're up to 25 restaurants in the market and growing fast.
It's fascinating. I know as a good CEO, you're going to tell me you'd pay no attention to Wall Street and you would never cater to those guys. But, I mean, from a little Rinky Dink Garland Road restaurant, you must have a tremendous following now.
We do. I have a lot of respect for Wall Street, and we have a great conversation. It's a transparent one, and we try to provide our investors with the right information to continue to fuel their interest in the brand. But it's a really simple model, and it's a simple one to understand. It's predominantly franchised. We noted yesterday that we increased our dividend from 7 to 9 cents quarterly. Since inception as an IPO, we've returned almost 200% back to our investors. So those things really resonate. It has created a great following and one that's very stable as well, which we're very proud of.
So what'd you tell the analysts? What's next? What's new? What's coming?
Well, we're working on four key growth strategies: national advertising, which we spoke about, continuing to expand that into the future. We announced that we're going to begin the launch of delivery in the fourth, latter part of the year.
Your own delivery?
It's going to be a third-party venture with DoorDash as our current preferred provider of delivery. International, as we mentioned, is a key growth driver of ours. And then digital. Everything we can do to continue to mine more customers through our digital channels, bring them in more efficiently to our restaurants, and interact with them throughout the experience is going to be critical for the future of the brand.
All right. So when I was talking to some folks in the newsroom telling you we were going to be on today, they had one admonition I should pass along.
Okay.
Don't mess with the fries, okay?
I promise. I promise. They won't change.
Charlie Morrison's president and CEO of Wingstop. It's always good to have you with us.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for the time. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.